Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going for that old school rave, Jungleerer Reese Pressure, but done properly inside Ableton Live 12, in arrangement view, like you'd actually build a track. The big idea is simple. Classic Reed SEs don't feel perfect. They pull, they shove, they kind of lurch around the grid, and the secret isn't just ant swing. It's ghost notes plus micro timing, and then arranging those ghosts like an energy control, not like random extra notes. By the end, you'll have a solid stock device Reese, a separate sub that stays authoritative, a ghost note layer that creates roll, and a few automation moves that can carry 16, 32, even 64 bars without needing some wild new melody. Alright, let's set the context first, because if you program Reese Swing without drums, you're basically guessing. Set your tempo to something drum and bass friendly, 170 to 174. I'll pick 172 BPM. Now drop in a drum reference, either a simple two-step, or a break loop like an Amen or Think vibe. Put it on an audio track, loop two bars, and if you want a touch more pocket, add drum bus slightly. Nothing crazy. The point is, we need something to push against. Pick a root key that gives you weight without the sub doing weird stuff. F, F sharp, or G are all safe. I'll talk in F for the example. Now build the Reese. Create a MIDI track and name it Bass Reese for a quick, effective stock Reese. Load Wavitable. Put Oscillator 1 on saw, Oscillator 2 also on saw. Turn on Unison, Classic Mode, and set voices somewhere between 4 and 8. Push the Unison amount into that 60 to 80% zone. Detune around 10 to 20, and adjust by ear. You want thickness and movement, but not a blurry mess. Add a low-pass filter. LP24 is the classic choice. Start the cutoff around 250 to 600 Hz. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Just to wake up the harmonics. After Wavitable, add a saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive it maybe 3 to 8 dB, and turn on soft clip. This is one of those it just works stages for Re-SEs. It makes the midrange speak and it rounds spikes. Optional but useful. Add chorus ensemble. Very subtle. Amount 10 to 20%. Slow rate. If it starts sounding washy, back it off. We want wide, not seasick. Then EQ8. High pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz to clean rumble. If it's muddy, look around 250 to 400 and dip a touch. Don't automatically scoop it to death. Just tie. Finally, add glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to smash it, you're just gluing the tone together. Now, the sub. This is where a lot of people lose that rave pressure because the sub starts wobbling like it's part of the Reese. Don't do that. Create another MIDI track called Bass, Sub, Load Operator. Oscar is a sign. If it's too pure and disappears on small speakers, add a saturator with just 2 to 4 dB of drive. EQ8 on the sub. Low pass around 90 to 120 Hz. Keep it mono with utility, width at 0%. And here's a key workflow mindset. Keep Reese and sub on separate tracks so you can swing the Reese without turning your low end into jelly. Cool. Now we write the phrase. Go to the Reese track and create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 16ths. Keep it simple and classic. In F, put an F1 right on the first downbeat, 1.1.1, and hold it roughly to 1.2.3. Then hit F1 again on 1.3.1, shorter. Then an E-flat 1 on 1.4.1, short. That gives you a rolling call and response that can take swing really well. Duplicate that out to 4 bars, and make tiny changes so it doesn't feel like a copy-paste loop. For example, in bar 2, change the last note to D-sharp or E for tension. In bar 4, hold a note a little longer into the turnaround. Think like an arranger. You're creating something that can survive 64 bars, not something that only feels good for 1 bar. Now the real lesson. Ghost notes. Ghost notes are not extra bass notes. They're movement notes. They're quieter, usually shorter, often darker, and they exist to make the main notes feel like they're rolling forward. You can put ghosts in the same clip, but for control later, I recommend either a separate MIDI lane or even a separate track. For now, let's just add them in the Reese clip to understand the feel. Add a few short notes on off positions. Try placing ghost notes around 1.1.3, 1.2.4, and 1.3.3. These are classic shuffle zones where swing reads clearly. Make those ghost notes short. Think 30 to 80 milliseconds, depending on your envelope. And the velocity is the big tell. Main notes around 90 to 110, ghosts down around 20 to 55. And here's the teacher note. Ghosts should lead into main hits, not fill every gap. If you put a note on every 16th, you don't get swing. You get mush. Now we add controlled swing using Groove Pool. Select the bass MIDI clip. Open the Groove Pool from the View menu, or just search for it if you're moving fast. Drag in a groove like Swing 16-65 or Swing 16-73. Those are great starting points for this style. Back in the clip view, set the groove to that swing. Now dial it in. Timing around 20-40%. Velocity influence around 10-25%, because it can subtly reshape emphasis and make the ghosts feel more played. Random, keep it low. 0-10%, tops. Drum and bass needs control. You can be dirty, but you can't be careless. And one important rule, swing the reese, not the sub. Either keep the sub with no groove, or apply a much lighter one, like 10-20% timing. The sub is your anchor. Don't commit the groove yet. I like committing only once the arrangement is locked, because you might want to tweak swing amount per section. But I do want you to print your decisions in a different way. Duplicate the clip and name versions. Reese a tight, reese be lazy, reese see more ghosts. That way you can arrange quickly without constantly re-editing one clip. Alright, Groove Pool gets you about 70%. The last 30% is micro timing. This is where the old school shove lives. Zoom in the MIDI editor. Temporarily disable snap, or set a super fine grid. Now nudge specific ghost notes by milliseconds, not by ticks on the grid, by feel. Here's a great system. Use timing families instead of random nudges. Pick 2 or 3 offsets and reuse them like a drummer's habits. For example, an early push at -6 milliseconds, neutral at 0, a lazy pull at +11 milliseconds. Now apply it intentionally, ghost note right before a main hit. Nudge it slightly early, like -6. Ghost note after a main hit. Nudge it slightly late, like +11. Do that consistently across 4-8 bars and it stops sounding like a mistake and starts sounding like a pocket. And coach note number 2. Program timing while the drums are playing. Ghost notes should answer the drums, not the grid. Loop 2 bars of drums and bass together. Listen for what your ghosts are reacting to. If ghosts land just before the snare, it creates urgency, like it's leaning into impact. If ghosts land after the snare, it creates drag and weight. If ghosts play around the hats and shuffles, it creates roll without needing new pitches. Now make the ghosts actually sound like ghosts, because if they're the same tone as the mains, your mix will clog up fast. Method 1 is elegant. Map velocity to filter cutoff in Waveedable. Increase the velocity to cutoff amount by, say, +20-+40. Now when a note is quiet, it's also darker. That's a super musical automatic ghost behavior. Method 2 is arrangement friendly. Separate ghost track. Duplicate your Reese track and rename it Reese Ghosts. In its MIDI clip, delete the main notes and keep only the ghosts. On the ghost track, add auto filter. LP24 again. Cut off somewhere around 150-350 Hz depending on how mid your reese is. Add a touch of resonance, not too much, just enough to give the ghosts a papery edge. Then add utility and pull the gain down, maybe -6 to -12 dB. Optionally narrow the width a bit if the ghosts smear the stereo image. This separate track is gold for arrangement, because you can mute ghosts in the intro, bring them in at the drop, and automate them for energy without rewriting your whole bassline. Next, lock the bass to the drums with sidechain, but in a drum and bass way, not an EDM pump. On the reese, add a compressor or glue compressor. Enable sidechain and feed it from the kick, or from a drum bus if you want the whole groove shaping it. Start with a ratio 2:1 up to 4:1. Attack 1-10 milliseconds. Release around 50-120 milliseconds depending on how your drums breathe at 172. Aim for 2-5 dB of gain reduction on the main hits. The goal is space. If it goes woomp woomp, that's a stylistic choice, but it's not the default. Now, very important technical check. Phase and overlap between reese and sub. If your sub sometimes thins out when ghosts hit, it might be overlapping note lengths or phase inconsistencies at note starts. Try making the sub notes slightly shorter than the reese notes. That prevents sustained overlap blur. And if you're using operator, consider restarting phase so each note starts consistently. You want that impact to repeat cleanly. Now we arrange. Because a one bar loop is fun, but we're here to make a weapon. Think in 64 bars, but we'll outline it simply. Bars 1 to 16, intro. Consider sub only, or a heavily filtered reese. Keep ghosts out until somewhere around bar 9 to 16. Slowly automate a filter opening so the listener feels the bass arriving. Bars 17 to 48, drop a full reese plus sub. Bring ghosts in right away if you want instant roll, or hold them back for the second 8 bars if you want escalation. Every 8 bars, change something small, At bar 25, remove one main note but keep the ghosts. That creates a hole, a little stumble, and it makes the groove feel alive. At bar 33, add a tiny pitch move like E flat to E to F for tension, like a classic rave grease moment. Bars 49 to 64, drop E or switch. Keep the rhythm mostly the same, but change tone. Automate saturator drive up about 2 dB for a lift, or add redux subtly, just a touch of downsample grit, or automate wavetable position slightly to shift the harmonic texture. For automation lanes, focus on the stuff that reads as energy, Reese filter cutoff in slow arcs. Saturator drive as tiny boosts at 8 or 16 bar boundaries. Ghost track volume, because that is literally your pressure knob. Chorus amount for whitening on phrases, but don't blur the groove. Here are the big mistakes to avoid while you do this. Too many ghosts. If it's constant notes, it stops being swing and becomes soup. Swinging the sub heavily. The sub needs authority. Velocity is too similar. If ghosts aren't clearly quieter or darker, you've just made more main notes. Over-randomizing. A little chaos is fine. Too much ruins the roll. Ignoring note length. Short ghosts plus controlled release equals pressure. Long ghosts smear everything. And the classic. Ignoring the drum reference. If it grooves solo but fights the break, it's not working. A couple pro options if you want it darker and heavier without wrecking the low end.